yesterday. So thinking about it over the course of the day, especially Sasi, the beautiful story you told about Rav Levi Yitzchak Miberdichev. You see this boy, he's eating on Yom Kippur, but at least he tells the truth about it, you know, so that was a very beautiful tribute. So we're up to, we talked about Rachza last week, so we're up to Motzi Matzah. So for those who have the normative position against the Rambam, there are three matzahs. So the procedure is as follows. You take the top matzah, and then, of course, the broken matzah, which is the middle matzah, and you have the bottom matzah. And because one wants to have lecha mishnah, one says the bracha v'motzi lecha mina aretz. And then we have the birchas hamitzvah al achilas matzah. The reason that it's in that order, that the al achilas matzah, that's done right before eating the matzah shel mitzvah. When you recite that bracha, you can drop the bottom matzah. You could just have the one shalem and the paros, the broken one. You didn't need all three matzahs because there's no need for lecha mishnah. V'hamotzi lecha min haaretz, it's yantif. Again, the Rambam says you only have two matzahs to begin with, so there's no discussion about that. Is we say, kol mitzvos mevarchen aleim over la'asiyas, and then we should make the bracha as close to the mitzvah as possible. So that's why it makes sense to go in that particular order. Now, there's a couple of pieces to discuss here about what constitutes matzah. So you'd say, well, what do you mean what constitutes matzah? It's any of the chameshes mine dagan. You have chita, seora, kosemes, shibola, shual, rye, spelt, oats, barley, and wheat, anything which is yavoli de chimutz, as opposed to rice or to millet. And you mix it with water and a leavening agent, and you bake it for more than 18 minutes. It's chametz, you keep it to 18 minutes, so then what you have is matzah. So the Rav says that's not correct. The definition of matzah is, as the Pasuk says, u'shmartem es ha-matzos, that what creates the chafza, the actual object of matzah, is the fact that there was shmira. And shmira means two things. Number one, it means shmira mi-chametz, that it shouldn't become chametz, and there also has to be shmira that it was guarded for the sake of becoming matzah. The Rambam says, so let's say you guarded rikikin, let's say you guarded things that were going to be used for purposes of, the karban toda or maaser sheni or whatever it was. So you're very, very careful to make sure that chametz didn't become involved in these things, but it wasn't l'shem matzah mitzvah, so that would be a problem. So again, u'shmartem es ha-matzos implies that you had in mind the Shem Matzah Mitzvah. There's a whole discussion about machine-made matzah on that basis. Can that really be the Shem Matzah Mitzvah? The position of Rabbi Soloveitchik was that it might even be preferable. Not only is if a person says the Shem Matzah Mitzvah before they hit the button on the machine, not only is that acceptable, but it might even be preferable to handmade matzahs and to the notion that people say, well, I have a minhag of using only handmade matzah. So Rabbi Shachter likes to say that in the name of the Rav, that you can't have a minhag that's not based on a reason. There's no reason to say that handmade matzah is any superior to machine-made matzah. But getting back to the fundamental issue of shmira, question is, from when do you have to guard the matzah? So there are three shitos. The most machmer view is that mishas ketzira, from the moment that you harvest the grain. So you haven't even started the production process. So some people say mishas ketzira. Another position is mishas tchina, from the moment that you start grinding it down. So that's the beginning, really, of the human production of this matzah. The more lenient position is mishas lisha, that from the time you're actually kneading the matzah, and at that point you're obviously going to be mixing it with a liquid, right, water, and at that point you have to be careful that no chametz becomes involved. So when do we have a mitzvah of eating matzah? So one point of view is that the mitzvah really is only on the first night. Pasuk says, Barishon v'arbasar yom l'chodesh v'arev tochu matzos ad yom ho'echad v'esrim l'chodesh ba'arev. The Torah says in five different locations, four times in Sefer Shmos, and once in Sefer Dvarim, that you should eat matzah for 7 days, but it also says one time that you should eat matzah for 6 days. So the Gemara Pesachim and Daf Kuf Chaf says that the reason that it tells us that there are 6 days and 7 days is to explain that matzah is a rishus, just like 6 whole days matzah is a rishus. The only time matzah is really an obligation is the first night of Pesach, and the rest of the nights of the rest of the days and nights of Pesach. If you didn't have an obligation to be koveya seuda on Shabbos and Yantif, so you can by technicality you have to eat matzah. All you have to do is avoid chametz. Fine. So that's the position of many, that's the position of the Baal HaEter, that's the position of the Rashba. But it may not be the position of the Baal HaMor, and it's certainly not the position of the Vilna Gaon or the Aruch HaShulchan. Whereas they take the view that when the Gemara says that Sheshes Yamin Rishus, that 6 days are really a Rishus, it says Rishus Lagabe, the Chova, or Mitzvah Lagabe Chova, Rishus Karinan La. That the Gemara really means to say it can't be an obligation on the same level as eating the matzah is at the Seder itself, but there's still a mitzvah d'oraisa. It's not a chiyuv, it's not an absolute obligation, but every time a person eats matzah for 7 days, that one fulfills a mitzvah d'oraisa. As the Pasuk says, matzos yachal eishev asayamim. In fact, the position of the Vilna Gaon is that one should have shmura matzah all 7 days, because that's why I quoted the whole Pasuk before. Barishon, barabasar yom lachodesh ba'arev tochlu matzos. So again, what matzah do you have to use Ba'erev tochu matzos, on the night of the 15th, one has to use matzah shmura, as we said before. That's the definition of matzah. It's not just that you mix the grains with the water and, you know, made sure that it didn't bake for 18 minutes, more than 18 minutes. It's that there was an active shmira. So the pasuk says, Ba'erev tochu matzos, ad yom ho'echad v'esrin l'chodesh barev. That's exactly the matzah that you should use for the duration of the entire holiday. So according to the Vilna Gaon, not only was there a kiyum, not a chiyum, but a kiyum daraisa of eating matzah all 7 days, but it was an extension of the mitzvah of Leil HaSeder, that once you have Ba'erev Tochu Matzos, then you should keep that going until the end of Yantiv. And the Vilna Gaon, this is reported by his Talmidim in the Maisa Rav, which tells us the way that the Vilna Gaon practiced, that he was very careful to have Shalosh Shudis when it came to Acharon Shel Chag, the last day of Pesach, even though he wasn't careful to have Shal Shudis by Yontif in general, against the Shita of the Rambam, because he wanted to make sure to eat matzah all the way through to the end of Yontif. So this is what we call a Kiyum D'oraisa. Now you might be asking, then why is, if you already believe that matzah is a mitzvah d'oraisa all 7 days, so why should the first night be different? So what I like to suggest, because that's when we have the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. The Torah says that matzos are lechem oni, it's the bread of oni, and the Gemara Pesachim on Lamed Vav says it doesn't only mean poor man's bread, but lechem she'oni malav dvarim harbe. So maybe the only time you could have a chiyuv of achilas matzah d'oraisa is when you also have a parallel chiyuv to tell the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim, which is b'shah she'ish matzo maru munachem lefanecha. That's my personal view. What makes it a chiyuv d'oraisa only on the first night, if you believe that it's really a din d'oraisa all 7 days. Again, according to other views, again, this is the majority position amongst the Rishonim, is that really it's only an obligation to eat matzah the first night, or again, here we are in the diaspora, so the first 2 nights, and from that point on, the goal is to avoid eating chametz. Okay, so that's as far as motzi matzah is concerned. We'll talk a little bit about maror, which is a din d'rabbanan bisman hazeh, so we'll talk about maror a little bit tomorrow.